I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, my name is Bisola Trendy B of Trendy B Events.
And I'm Eniola of Enia for Makeovers.
And we are on
Me, Her, and Everything Else.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Stephanie Coker here, and it is another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. Thank you so much for all the love. Yes, I've been seeing all the comments, all the likes on YouTube and on social media. Thank you, thank you. And don't forget to keep listening and subscribe. All right, so on this episode, I have with me two amazing women who are so great at their craft. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. But today we are going to be talking about bridezillas. That wow was silent. You guys were like, wow. Like, oh, can we really talk about this? Eniafa and Bisola Trendy B. So tell them, you know, tell them, who are you?
Do you want to start first?
So I'm Eniola, Eniafa Makeovers. I do makeup mostly for brides.
Traditional brides, mostly for traditional brides.
I do and, both.
But you know, you have that, you know, your own vibe is very...
That's what everybody says, that it's traditional, but really I do both.
You do
both.
Okay. Okay.
All right. My name is Bisola Bora, also known as Bisola Trendy B. I'm the founder, creative director of Trendy B Elite Events. And I create jaw-dropping events. I create experiences and I make your dream experience or visual come to life. I bring them to life.
That is such a great ad. You know, there needs to be like, you need to do that and put it on your highlights and your IG. Like, that is it. Well, thank you guys for coming on the show. So we're talking about bridezillas, and I just want to start off by saying, you know, I'm married. But you did my makeup.
Yes, I did.
My traditional makeup, the wedding makeup. And, I wasn't a bridezilla, was I? I just want to let that be known first.
No, you were not a bridezilla. Okay. You were calm.
Because some people, Lola Uche.
She was actually calm. No, you were calm. And then when I got in, you know, she was eating and all that. So, but she told me, I don't want too much makeup. I want to look like myself. Mm. That's what she told me. And then we gave her that.
Yeah, and I'm going to pay you later. Thank you so much for not making me look like a bridezilla. But yeah, so we're talking about bridezillas. And Nigeria, obviously, you know, we're known for big weddings, for very lavish weddings. The makeup is always, you know, to the tens, the outfits, the event space, the decor, the food. Now, a lot goes down behind the scenes and in the wee hours of the morning. A lot of brides are, you know, losing their minds. Some are cool. But what have been like your experiences with brides? Let's say like, where should we start? Because it's like, from when you meet them, how do you know if this bride is going to be a bridezilla or not?
Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to
go? No, you can start.
Oh, okay. When you told me the topic bridezilla, my heart started beating. Like, oh my God. Really? I'm not going to pretend like I've not had my share, but I'll say, the times when I've had that experience was more when I first started, like my early years, because now it's more like, okay, people have seen my work over the years and I'm going to be 10 years in the industry this year. Yes, over the years. So most times people that actually come for me come to to hire our services are pretty much people that understand how we work. And there's already that love for, oh my God, I really want to work with this person. Right. I trust whatever I see she tells me to do. She's basically, we're aligned in thoughts and it's not like we clash.
So are you saying they're on their best behavior because it's you?
So, I mean, most times, most brides come to me because they know I'm going to give them, I'm adding value to them. Not like right. they're telling me what to do. When I first started, because obviously your name, you're not as popular, people don't really know whether they can trust you as much with
right.
you bringing their vision to life. It's more of, first, you might even clash because first, they don't yet understand what your brand is about. They probably want to, because for me, most people that come to me already know that, okay, with Bisola, you know, I definitely want that extraordinary touch. I want that trendy touch. I want something that will stand out of this world. Those are the type of clients I attract. So when they come to me, they literally trust me with that. But early period, I had to realize that, you know, it's not about what I want. It's about what my clients want and how I have to add value. So in the middle, the early period, I did have one or two clash with a few people whereby, you know, they're probably seeing, obviously I'm supposed to be the expert. I'm the expert. And
yeah.
they feel like they know it's all because of what they've seen on maybe YouTube or on the internet. Meanwhile, it's not really working for them and you're trying to advise them and you're kind of like,
clashing heads, yeah.
So it's been different experiences earlier on, where, for example, a particular bride wants a particular makeup artist, and maybe they've seen that makeup with someone else, and on that day, maybe they don't really like the way it looks, or they don't like the maybe you've already even told them that this person, are you sure you want this person to be the one? But they're like, oh no, they're really adamant. This right. is the person I want. And on that day, they're not really excited about the attitude, the way the person
yeah.
treats them, or even the bridal train.
Because that's a whole nother story. The bridal train, whole nother story. But the makeup artist. So so what's the process? So you guys have like makeup trials?
Yes, we do have makeup trials. Some come to us to ask. We ask some if they want it. But most of the time, when we do it, we already know, okay, this is the skin. This foundation goes with this person's skin. So when the person comes in the morning, I already know what to do. I'm not struggling to mix and all that. But most times, because of experience, so if I don't do the trial, already when I see a bride, when I see your skin, I know what to do. I know what to mix. I know what to put in your face. Do you understand? But you need to ask. Most of the time, I ask my brides, what do you want? How do you want to look? Do you want someone to be the full glam and someone really subtle? Do you get? So I will ask them, and then if you tell me you want subtle, I do subtle for you. Do you understand?
So have you had? Do you know the thing about brides is that sometimes they're a bit indecisive, and yes. they feel like they want, as you said, they want something. And
some of them don't know what they want. Some of them listen to friends, like, oh, this is how you will look. This is how we want you to look, not how you want to look.
And even trends.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and because of the trends too. So they don't decide on time. Like we've had brides that will book us and then will call us later to tell us, oh, my auntie or somebody got me a makeup artist, you know, please can you refund and all that. And then we're telling you, you're already ready that we cannot refund. We're sorry. And then they'll tell us, okay, can you do the bride's mom or can you use it for this one or the bride or the friends, you know, that kind of thing. So they don't know, that person doesn't really know what she wants. Yeah. Do you understand? Because someone else is advising her that, oh, this person, maybe, I don't know, whatever it is, I don't know what reason they'll have to change their mind. But I feel you don't know what you want. So that's why you're coming back to me to tell me, oh, somebody else paid. Do you understand? We've had like one or two cases like that. So,
yeah.
But I know how to manage them. Some will tell you, oh, they don't refund at all and all that. But I just try to, let me not say nice. But I just nice, try to though. No, I just have I just try to not nice. It's not being nice. Just I just try to like overlook one or two of them, like overlook. Do you understand why? You know, sometimes you don't just refund like that. And be like, oh no, you don't just say, oh, I'm not refunding because they have friends. Do you understand that will call you. So I don't want people to say, oh, this is. I don't want them to badmouth me.
Yes,
or you know, they do that a lot. In the industry.
Yeah.
I've had brides come to me that though she used me, but she told me my friend said I should not use you because you told me one time that because she doesn't allow friends
oh wow
to come into the she doesn't allow friends to come into the room while I'm working. Yeah. And that's why she doesn't want to use me.
Okay, can I come in mm-hmm. here?
Yes.
So I'll say that from experience, a lot of the things that make brides become bridezillas, in fact, they might be the sweetest throughout the planning process, but that morning they just become very anxious. Mm-hmm. And I'll say it's because, first of all, foremost, maybe they've been undecisive for the longest of time because of friends, listening to different opinions, left, right, and center. Like I said before, if they feel like they're hiring a planner that they might not fully be aligned with. So they feel like, I just hired this planner to just handle the wedding plan.
Coordinate.
Like I want to handle everything that has to do with my looks and details. And at the same time, they're totally confused, listening to different people left, right, and center. And on that day, when things are not as working together out as they expected, they now dump everything on the planner's head. Meanwhile, the planner had already kind of like given them a template to work with, which they felt was best for them. Mm-hmm. Now, over the years, I will say that some of the ways I've been able to curb all that is, first and foremost, as much as possible, if you can handle and hire a wedding stylist.
Yes.
That's the best thing that's ever happened. And my clients, because when you hire a stylist, literally, they're the ones kind of giving you that blueprint to what works perfectly from your hair to your makeup,
to your dress,
the purse, to everything, accessories wise and everything. So literally that whole confusion that happens in the morning about, you know, oh, my shoes, my this, oh, I didn't like all that panic. And maybe a friend that's probably like hating on you, giving you wrong advice, you know.
That's it. Really? That's one thing, you know, there's some friends that actually are hating that morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I've seen it.
I was going to talk about bridal, but I'll let you talk before.
Wow. No, but so what I've got so far is that you definitely have to be aligned with your planner, and the bride has to be aligned with makeup. Yeah, a lot of women are just indecisive when it comes to their wedding because of the outside influence that they have. So as you said, like, you know, I totally understand it, because an auntie or mom can be like, don't do this brow on your wedding, or don't wear this lipstick, you can't. So then you're not like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do that, or maybe I shouldn't wear this dress because it's exposed.
And that's why,
this is what I want to wear.
That's why we tell them, I call my brides to advise them as much as possible, don't let people come to your room when you're dressing up.
Yeah, your disclaimer.
Do you understand? I try as much as possible because it distracts us. Do you understand? Some people can't walk where there are a lot of people in the room. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So I
and
home.
Then because of time, you were looking at time, you want to meet up with 10 o'clock service. Do you understand? If you're a lot of people in the room, they'll distract you, and time is going, every minute counts. So maybe, and that's why I advise them that even if your planner, your the bride's assistant, and maybe one friend.
So maybe what the maid of honor, that could actually be the job to guard.
You know, but they don't listen. You will get to the room in the morning and then you'll see friends on the bed.
This is really your pet peeve.
Do you understand? And then I'm smiling when I get in. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. And then I'll call somebody out. Do you understand? Or maybe I'll call the bride. Some of them are actually very understanding. Please, can we get as much as, can we, you know, reduce people from this room? Maybe just two or, you know, and then she'll call her friends and then they'll really look at you like, do you know that kind of thing?
Trust
me, this is how it is. They will look at you like, oh, she just chased us. They will even say that they've chased us. So, you know, that kind of thing. But as much as possible, be nice, you know, smile and say it so that they will say, oh, she's rude. Yeah, because that's what they'll tell you. The next thing is, oh, that girl is very rude.
So, so with the bridal train, so the bridal train is there to help the bride, but a lot of the time, they are the ones causing the most problems and wreaking havoc. Like, and honestly, I totally understand it, because being up when I was a bride, like, I had so many issues, not so many, but I had like an issue, and then somebody will say they don't like their dress, and then someone will say, oh, why are you picking this outfit, and then they say, I don't want my hair like this, up to the point that I said, you know what, for my white wedding, I don't even want any bridesmaid. I don't want, because first of all, where you should be, you're not there. You're supposed to be helping me do this. You're not doing it. You're sitting, you're waiting for somebody to come and toast to you. You're talking to men. My money is missing on the floor. Like, the live band, I pack all my money. You're supposed to be there. You're telling me your gilet will fall off if you bend down. Hello, am I supposed to bend down and pick my own money? So, like, sometimes I just think that, what is the essence of bridesmaids? And that's what turns some brides into bridezillas, because the people that are supposed to help sometimes and support, they're not actually being supportive, they're probably adding to your problem or complaining, you know? So, but what is your take? What do you guys take on
bridal train? Can I just say one thing about that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so when some friends actually want to go, I say some are single, really.
That's
so
okay
some
now.
Go, so some go because they want to be wedding. Seen. Janice, and they want to slay, they want to be seen.
That's
so right. what I advise is that maybe the planner should get somebody like a group of people to pick money. Sometimes you know, no, I've thought of this really before.
Hey.
No, it works so that
well,
you're
okay.
together. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're, you know, everything is coordinated, not like you're fighting
well,
with one friend.
That's true. That's true.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I just suggested,
you know, you're the planner.
Okay. So regarding the bridesmaids, I mean, shout out to the amazing bridesmaids.
Shout out to you guys. I love you, my friends. Go all out.
You know, you even see some of them. The chief, she's always like on her toes. Yeah. She has her backup, her sandals, whereby she, you know, she's still looking glam, but she's doing her thing and overly protective of the bride.
Yes.
Shout out to those ones. But you do have those ones that literally do not do nothing. They cannot be bothered. They nag. They are literally all about themselves.
Yeah.
And when they don't look good, they try to make the bride
not look
feel
like inferior.
They make the bride feel as if it's their fault.
Okay,
they're not, you know, looking as good as the bride intentionally made them look.
Certain
way so that they are like followers. You know, it's self-esteem issues, some of them. And that's why we always advise pick your bridal party very well. Some people pick the wrong set of people because of color, trends, there's a particular look in
look,
terms of color,
body
in terms
shape,
of, you know, the type of shape exactly because they want to trend because that's what people love to see. So it's all about that. When you're going for that, know that those ones are not going to work because they also want to go there to get as many attention as possible because they spent a lot of money. Some people will go as much as spending millions, you know, just to look the way. And you're telling them to bend down and be picking your money. Hell no, I want to make my money back.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going for those ones that can't be bothered, definitely, which is why, obviously, when you go for a reputable brand in terms of an event planner, they have, you know, bridal assistants, they have people that actually come on board that morning just to make sure. And most importantly, making sure that you have a separate room completely from your bridal party. That is even the first thing, because if you have one with all of them together, which some people do because of budget, usually we always advise have a separate room. The only person, like she said, that should actually be able to gain access just so that you keep the timeline is maybe the maid of honor and obviously the bridal assistant. And that person comes to just do the timekeeping. Oh, who's the next person? You get to do see the bride after. You know, sometimes you even do the review with the bridal party where they are so excited to see the bride. Oh my God, you look amazing. But when they're all together in one room, it causes too much. You just be hearing remarks. Oh, that eyebrow, you sure? You know how it is.
It's
too much distraction. And the bride cannot take it sometimes because they are really, really anxious that morning. So you want your bride to be as relaxed as possible. Obviously, these are things I learned over time, the hard way. Because at the end of the day, when you meet certain people, then you know, I always say challenges make you better.
Yes.
So you always learn from those things. So now I feel like I have the blueprints to making my bride totally calm. And most especially having an assistant that is not at all about herself, very humble, you know, eye contact, relaxed mix. When the bride sees her, she feels relaxed and trusts her, you know, helps her in packing. So there's some certain things that you have to do. Maybe later on, when we were talking about how to kind of calm bridezillas, you know, maybe I can chip in one or two things, but definitely bridezillas exist and they can be very mean.
They can be very mean.
And it can actually be influenced by picking the wrong bridal party, picking the wrong team.
Yeah, no, for
picking
sure.
the wrong planner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And also I think it's also, as we said, like the influences a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the influences. And also, how about the other side of the family? So your husband's family, now when we're talking about influences, what kind of advice can you give? Because, for example, let me just say for my own year, I was influenced. I was actually going to use another planner. But then I was influenced by someone on my husband's side of the family to use somebody else. And I had to go back to the other person. Oh, my, you know, in-law said I should use this other planner. And I just felt like, oh, I wish I didn't do that.
Aww.
Not like that. I mean, it was still good, but it was just like, oh, okay. You know, now I'm like, when will I ever use this planner now? Because I'm looking for a time to use that other planner. But how should brides take on like that kind of influence? Like, do you have any advice on managing managing influence from in-laws without seeming like, oh, you're the one that wants to do the whole party by yourself.
Okay.
Because let a lot of brides have that issue.
Okay. So, I advise people that whatever you want, go for it. Because you will make yourself happy. At the end of, like you said now, but maybe naming ceremony.
Abby.
Yes, they may be the next
one. They still have or maybe party.
Well, they do. Or maybe your birthday. There's so many. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can always report. Now she's feeling somehow that she didn't use. That's what I want you to. I don't want you to feel bad after the wedding. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So I don't feel bad. Don't talk.
No. Not like feel bad. Okay. Do you understand what I mean?
When you have what you want to do, you should just really go for it and do it.
Go for it. So you don't like. You can say it nicely. You can always say it nicely. Okay, mommy. Oh, okay. Mutini event and I'm a sexy song. Oh, you know that kind of thing. Do you understand? You don't want her to feel bad. We paid already. Oh, so what are we going to do now? Be diplomatic about you. You have a way to, you know, excuse yourself from that situation. Do you understand? Yeah. That's what I advise my friend. If a friend comes to me now that, oh, use this stylist, use this one. Oh, I already spoke to her. I've given her a deposit. Just say something. So, you know, but if you now listen and then you don't like what then you're sad on your wedding day. You're not happy.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So that's what I advise. Always go for, what you want. So that's it. So you can chip in too.
I'll say from my own point of view, I'll say, like she said, most times it's always good to go to where your heart is, because at the end of the day, you have to be aligned with that person. And the reason why you like that person in the first place is because you've seen some of the work they've done.
Mm-hmm.
You probably had experiences at some of the events they've created, and you're like, oh my God, you know, this is definitely what I would want. Mm-hmm. However, when you do have that influence, if it's possible to have that conversation, because a lot of brides, I see that happen every day. Even the grooms nowadays, mm-hmm. they have a say. Mm-hmm. They say, this is what I want.
Yes.
But they pick a day where it's about them alone.
Mm-hmm.
The parents can have one day, do whatever they want, hire whoever they want to hire, you know, do as they will, and they're just there as guests, like the couple will say. But the other day is for them, and they pick whoever it is they wish or desire, mm-hmm. and they have, you know, so, but having that conversation is important. You know, this is the most important day of my life,
mm-hmm.
one of the most important day of my life. I really align with this person that can, in fact, let them understand that this is the only person you really want that can create that experience mm-hmm. that you desire. Because like you said, it's supposed to be once in a lifetime. It's supposed to be. So why not just, you know, make the most out of it? So if you can have one day to yourself, if not, some people are able to, you know, even convince the parents that, you know what, just trust this person, mm-hmm. see what they do. Because most mm-hmm. times, the reason why parents or in-laws are like more adamant that you must use a certain person, maybe, oh, based on history, this is the only person they've been using, mm-hmm. and they cannot break that chain when it comes to you. Mm-hmm. Or maybe because they've gone on social media and they've seen some particular aspect and they're like, this is the planner, this person I want my daughter to use, mm-hmm. or my son-in-law, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've gone to, they have a very influential friend that they're trying to please.
Yes.
You know? And they're like, oh my God, no, I can't offend my friend. You know, parents. So.
Yeah, no. And the thing about weddings in Nigeria mm-hmm. and in other parts of the world as well, I'll say like maybe like India, is that weddings belong to the parents in a way. They shouldn't, but they actually belong to the parents. So when you're seeing some bridezillas, it's not obviously that, it's not from these influences mm-hmm. from friends or bridal trains. It's actually the parents mm-hmm. that are driving them insane because they are literally like, mommy, I'm the one getting married. You're not the one getting married. Or father, hello, dear. This is not about you and your next contract. You
know, and
making yourself look good in society.
And your club.
And your club, you know. Mm-hmm. This is about my day. But a lot of them, it's like, no, they don't care. Mm-hmm. I give birth to you. This is the wedding we're having. Mm-hmm. We're having it here.
And I'm spending all the money.
Especially when they're spending the money.
How do you deal with that? Because the parents seem to think sometimes that because they're contributing most
it's
of the money,
day.
It's their day. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you deal with mumzillas and dadzillas?
Yes.
Because I'm sure you get one or two dads, fatherzillas mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so
dadzilla.
Yeah, I saw my client that if you want 100% control, because you cannot be setting all the rules when you're not paying the bills. Do you get what I mean?
True.
So you have to compromise on one or two things. So you have to pick and choose which one are you compromising on. So if you know that, you know, everything is all about your parents, you have to go there and just plead with them, appeal. And
have you dealt with any mumzilla?
Yes, you know, they definitely want it that way. But like I said, over the years, I've been able to my work speaks for myself. So most times I am able to show them, you know, based on experience. I love to use that word a lot, based on the experience of doing it over the years and showing them the consequences of not doing it this certain way.
Yeah.
Or this is the repercussion that happens when they, you know, in a very nice, right, old mommy, you know, very humble way, because Nigerian parents really love that respect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, especially Yoruba.
Yeah, exactly. So, mm-hmm. You're going very humble, regardless of, even if you have planned the president's event, go there humble, appeal to them and let them understand, see the reason, the value behind what you're saying. Because really, at the end of the day, they are actually really soft-hearted, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're able to turn them around, they respect you, they follow you all too, but make sure you don't mess up. Because if you mess up, that's the end of you.
What's the worst thing?
If you deliver, the job keeps flowing.
I'm telling you, what's the worst thing that like a mamzilla has done to you or said to you, or a daddyzilla?
Not directly to me, but maybe come and scream out, or, you know, she's looking for example. One of the most things that have really caused a lot of stress over the years, access cards, strictly by invitation.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
When it comes to that, you see the real, well, shout out to the sweetest moms out there, but there are some momzillas. You know, they come, I remember one parent I met, she was so sweet all up to when we started talking about strictly by invitation. Oh, how am I going to tell my friends they cannot come? How am I going to, like, she literally thought I was like enemy number one. I was the one that was kind of influencing the couple to, you know, take that stand, because they wanted an amazing, classy wedding.
Mm.
You know, so I had to have that talk with them. You say, your parents are the ones spending this money, and this is what they want. So we have to meet in the middle. What are you ready to compromise so we don't exceed the number? So they were able to compromise a few friends, and we had a separate event the next day to host as many people as they wanted to. It's about compromise. But if you're the one sponsoring your day, then they don't have a choice.
Really?
Yes, most of them don't, because you're not the one spending the money.
You're still their child.
Yeah,
this is my only child. Imagine, the only child. Like, the only child. Have you dealt with the only child? Like, the parents, that's their only child, and they're getting married?
Yeah, the difference in when they are the ones sponsoring it is that they feel like they are so powerful.
Yeah.
And they can easily withhold if you don't listen.
Yeah.
But if you're the one sponsoring and you've told them that this
is what
I want. There's emotional blackmail.
There is, but that's where the compromise will come in terms of, okay, so for example, if you're meant to invite 500 guests, for example, now, and you, out of the 500 guests, you and your husband are meant to get 250. After a while, you tell them that, oh, you're only allowed to bring 100 people, both sides, and maybe the other people's siblings. After a while, they come to meet you and say, the 100 cards are, your dad has taken everything. I don't even have one card to my name. One card. Imagine on my son's wedding. How? This and that. Bisola, I need access card. There's something you can do about it. My friends are coming in and they will come in.
That kind
of thing, you go and appeal to the couple. They have to release some cards. Maybe later on, bring more people at the after party. So we've been able to compromise.
That's another one.
Yeah.
After party. So first of all, they want you, so as a makeup artist, they want you to stay all day. I guess you charge different for staying all day, right?
Yes.
And then as an event planner, they want you to plan this whole different type of setup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is it that you guys, how do you get the older parents to go? And the mummies and the daddies. And how do you tell mommy that, please, your time is up, I'm no longer working with you, it's only the bride? Because you're employed to do sometimes the mom and the bride.
Yes, that's complimentary. That's what I do.
Yeah, but how do you tell them? Tell them, come to you and say she wants to touch up.
What I tell them when they book me, I tell you, okay, the bride's mom is complimentary, or whoever you want. Some say sister. So when that day comes and I do the bride's mom, when they come back for touch up, I say, mommy, it's just once. Do you understand? Sometimes I just do it for her and then leave. But it's not like it's a, I must do it, because I've already told the bride that it is just one look for complimentary.
Communication is very key.
Yes, I always, when they book me, I ask, in fact, I ask them, do you have a planner? Because some of them will tell you they don't have a planner. Oh, my friend is doing it for me. And then I'll advise you. I'll talk about your ashoki. I'll talk about your dress. I'll talk about everything. Though I'm the makeup artist, but I ask all these questions. Who is your photographer? Who is your hairstylist? Do you understand?
Yeah.
You have to get good stylists, photographer, everything works together.
You cannot
get a good makeup artist and then get a quack
photographer. You say your
photographer. Even no matter how much I make you look good, the hairstyle will spoil the whole look, or the photographer will not deliver. So I talk about all these things and
ahead of time.
Okay. The first day. So the fact that I talk to them about it, they're already excited to book me. Do you understand? They're already like, oh, she's friendly. She's this. So I really like you. Do you understand why? So that's how I communicate. I talk about everything. I tell them in details, this, that, so that day, there's no story.
Ah, because they can hold you hostage and say, where is that makeup artist gone? Where is she? Right. So what is the worst thing that you have ever heard or been told by a mumzilla or daddyzilla?
Okay. No, go on.
Okay. So I'll say that earlier on again, there was a time the mom came to the hall and I don't think she liked some of the things she saw in terms of the decor and all that. So she was really like screaming, oh, I don't like this. Meanwhile, that was exactly what she had picked, because she's the one that had the decorator. And I remember very clearly the decorator was pregnant. She was pregnant and she was tired. She was like, why are you sitting up? Before I knew it, she pulled the decorator's wig.
No.
I'm telling you, she pulled it. I was obviously standing beside her, and I could tell that if I did not move back fast, next. Someone that would have been a bit vicious. You know, one of these parents that, and I didn't see that part when it was close to the wedding, that kind of very like controlling part of her. That was like one of the craziest ever, because she had literally pulled this lady's hair. He came out and the lady just started crying. Do you understand what I mean?
Gosh, that was really mean.
Yeah, that was mean. Eventually,
the planner was the decorator was pregnant.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes. I know.
Decorator is even doing very well right now.
With her wig on.
Yes. Yes.
So sad.
But that was a moment when I knew that some people could actually go really physical, and that's when I knew that this industry can go crazy very fast.
Because we've seen it online, you know, we've seen people when they're dragging their event planner after their wedding saying, you did rubbish, I want my money back, or makeup artist.
Yes.
They'll say like, oh, what's this nonsense this one did for me? Come and see. Or like, they just say, you wasted my time so much, like out of my day, like with the nonsense you were doing. I mean, for me, for example, let me just put this out there. Let me just tell you that when I walked into the hall, I was expecting three arches. I asked my friends, let me go and see this place before I go. Like, I want to see. They're like, no, don't worry, everything's gonna be fine. It's gonna be okay. We'll go there ourselves. They went there, they said, yeah, everything is okay. They were like, the way they were responding, I was already saying there's one key link somewhere. As I walked into the hall, I saw one arch. I turned around, you know, you're supposed to be dancing. I turned around and said, where the fuck is my other two? Where's the other two arches? And they're like, hey, yawa. Where are my arches? Oh my God. If you people don't resurrect two arches behind me as I'm walking, they were just like, you're mad. Turn around. They just turn around and be smiling. I said, don't worry.
I remember another one. There was another one because of access cards. Obviously, she wanted more people. She didn't like the idea of them stopping people that didn't bring their access cards to the venue. And it was something that the other side of the family wanted, and they were the ones that hired me. So that was another thing I was really torn in between, like, oh my God, the groom's family doesn't really care about all those. Don't stop my guests, even if they forget. The bride's family saying, no, we want it this way. So I had to use a lot of emotional intelligence. So, you know, trying to communicate with the groom's mom and just try to be in the middle. Yeah. Eventually, I had to go back to the bride's father to say, you know what, we need to come to the middle, because this woman is very adept. Obviously, she has a say. It's her son's wedding. So we need to find the middle point. Maybe when it's past a particular time, you know, we can allow more people to come in, because it's going to cause a lot of friction.
Right.
You know, at that beginning part where she came, I avoided her seriously. Right. If you see the way she was looking at me, like, as if I was the biggest demon ever. You know, I avoided her, but I just made sure that, you know, on their table, they had more than enough access to eat. So that even if there's anything she has against me, it won't be that access card situation. When I was doing all my announcements, you know, settling in, there was one or two things, just, you know, even the way my escorts were escorting people to seat, you know, I just wanted to make sure that's the only thing she will have against me, you know. At the end of the event, we ended up allowing people that didn't have, because obviously the bride's, dad knew, saw that there was some kind of energy. So he said, you know, Bisola, let's allow. And they ended up, and eventually later on in the evening, she kind of relaxed, came to meet me and said, you know, you did a good job. But I could tell that, you know, she didn't like that aspect of them trying to control her. So there was already that miscommunication. But, you know, I saw that anger in her. She was passing viciously beside me. So I had to keep, you know, avoiding her. I was worried.
Oh gosh.
One last one. Sorry. You know, like,
Uh-huh. You know what? The funny thing is, if you say this one, you will remember another one.
No, not the last one I have to remember. There's one thing I've realized over the years is that there's a difference between a normal, classy wedding yes. to the Isaleko type of wedding.
Carnival.
Yeah. Oh, Owambe.
Mm-hmm. Owambe, okay, yeah.
If you're having an Owambe, mm-hmm. know you're having an Owambe. Mm-hmm. It's a different type of planning.
Yeah.
You know, yes, mm-hmm. than yes. you're having yes. classy everything. It's a different type. Because for the Owambe, they can't really be, they love the rush and energy, the rowdiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the passion. That shows mm-hmm. that it's popping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The gele moving around, the ashoebis, mm-hmm. the parents mm-hmm. going to greet everybody. Yeah. You know, maybe one MC just cracking jokes, mm-hmm. half of people are not listening, half are just saying,
yes, half of them
then
are
yes. wow, you know, an amazing Wasu comes on, or, mm-hmm. you know, amazing King Sonia Day, or, you know, one mm-hmm. of them, and it's just rocking. They cannot be bothered about too much,
decoration. Yeah,
so you yes. have to understand it too as a planner, because if you do not, you will get into trouble. So over the years,
it's true because they will describe that party as that party was not good though. Very dry something. And it's just because it wasn't an Owambe party. It was too
understand the two and you will go higher in this life. Oh my god, I even need to be I'm so sorry. Oh, okay, can I do that?
Please.
Come in. Okay.
Shall we?
Can I continue?
Are we good?
Okay. Yes, so for the Owambe party. That's how, you know how it gets to a point whereby people don't even care where they are sitting. That's how one man brought his chair on the dance floor, right smack in the middle of dance and wanted to sit down, you Sorry. Know? Yes, because at the end of the day, as far as they're concerned, the band, the greatest, I don't want to, am I allowed to call names?
Yeah, sure.
Like an amazing band is performing and, you know, it's about dance during that period mm-hmm. and they cannot be bothered about aesthetics and, you know, and he wanted to put his chair there and see me thinking I was trying to protect, obviously, all this beautiful design. You know, we don't want anybody sitting on the, smacking yes. the dance floor.
Wait, why would you want
to that is how, as I was about to talk to this man that, please, sir, I can get you somewhere else. The auntie of the groom just came to me. I've heard about you. Don't spoil my party.
Hey!
Leave now, Jesus. I was scared when she looked at me. Like she looked into my soul. I was worried. I just stepped aside.
I think you guys might need bodyguards.
Oh, no, yes.
I'm telling you.
That's why I said know the difference. Understand the difference early. Mm-hmm. I have learned all through this process and I definitely know, you know, some people can't be bothered about that. It's a lot of money being spent. They like that rowdiness. They like it to be popping. That's their definition of fun. Yeah, and if it does not exist, you've not done a good job.
Yes.
I see a joint party.
Yes.
Yes.
There was no drink.
Even if they ate everything, they didn't eat small chops. That's it. Yes.
And it's not even cultural based though. I think in every different types of culture, some of them do, it might not be called Owambe, but they like some, there are some parties that they just want that rowdiness. So you have to understand the two.
Yeah. And with dragging online, because a lot of vendors get dragged online these days, and it's because obviously social media is a platform for you to now air your grievances mm-hmm. at one another. So
like, I talked about my own experience. I know
you got loads. I know for you as an event planner, you know, I'm sure you've seen, I know you've never been dragged online. I'm sure you've seen a lot of event planners being mm-hmm. dragged online.
But yes.
With makeup artists. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen that much. So what really goes on behind the scenes? Like, what's the craziest thing a momzilla, dadzilla, or bride has done to you? Like, there is one. I heard about one bride. It wasn't yours. Okay. But one bride wiped off her makeup and said that she doesn't like it.
Yeah, that happens a lot because maybe...
Does it happen to you a lot?
No. Not with me. It has never happened with me.
Ah.
But the one that happened with me was that the friends were there and they were just, you know, when they murmur that the makeup is not
as popping.
Especially the shadow. That's mm-hmm, the right, that's mm-hmm. the exact what that happens. The mm-hmm. glitters wasn't popping. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? And then I think she has a friend that's a makeup artist. So she's the one, she was the one that was, you know, and then the auntie came in too and she was like, oh my fine, need your introduction, Angelo. You know that kind of statement. And then I'm already uneasy. I'm already like, okay. And I just started telling my friend, okay, mommy, bring the glitters. Okay, bring the highlighter. I just started adding like, okay, you want it popping? Yeah. Let me make you glow. Them. Do you understand? So, but at the end of the day, well, maybe she wasn't too happy about it. And then the next day she said, someone else should come and do the white wedding, which I heard later that it was a mess. But well,
okay.
But they don't understand their face. This is your wedding. Do you understand? We cannot pack. This is your face is different. I wish I could show you a picture, but obviously I can't. It was really nice. I know what I did. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it, later on, I apologized. Yes, I called her to apologize. To her. Okay, sorry about that day. You know how I didn't make you look. But I knew in me that she likes that makeup because that was the only picture she posted. Do you understand? And for our wedding. She posted, she didn't post the white wedding. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I knew she liked it. So they need to understand their face. Don't let a friend come and tell you that, oh, this shadow is not popping. I major in eyeshadow. At a point, they used to call me the eyeshadow queen. Do you understand? Yeah, I'm not bragging. But really, shadows and popping eyes, this is what I really, so if I do this for you and then I know that this suits you. Do you understand? I looked at her dress. I looked at everything. I can't just come and bring one blue or... Do you understand? To make you look
And I guess it's very painful. Like, not painful, but upsetting.
That day, I had to like manage my emotions. Do you understand? Because I'm actually very... my work is, you know, like...
Passion, yeah.
So when you tell me you don't like something, I feel really bad. I want to change it. I want to correct it. I want to, you know. So that day, I wasn't even supposed to wait for the fourth outfit. I waited for till the last outfit. She paid for just three. And I waited for the last one. I was there throughout. Do you understand? And her makeup did not move. She told me when she booked me that she has very oily face. She sweats a lot. And that day, I made sure that I put all the primers and all everything. The makeup was there till the end of the day, till night. It didn't move. It didn't shift. Do you understand? So maybe after the white wedding, she will understand what I did.
Yeah. You should like appreciate.
If you put too much makeup on somebody that sweats and do you understand oily, it moves. So you need to understand.
What about parents?
Mm-hmm. Parents. Hey. Okay. Because so the ones.
You know, they already think. Sorry. But you know, even on a normal day, you can walk into a room and your mom be like, kilo kusu.
Parents, you have that a lot.
Eyebrow lashes that's looking like a bat is on your eye. What's going on?
With experience, like she says. You know how to manage them with experience because you've had so many people come to you that powder, the powder is too much. You know, they don't understand these highlights. You understand? So you have to explain to them. And then at the end of the day, they are fine. No, you understand? Mm-hmm. So, but with experience, you know how to talk to them when they come to you that, you say, like me, when they come to me, say, this is mommy, am I worry? But me, blend any. You understand? You know what to say to them so that they will calm down. Oh, okay. Oh, blend. Blend. Go where she ma. Me see spray. Me see. You know.
What's the worst thing they've done though? Because you know, everybody's understanding.
This one was a long time ago. They have different ones, but this major one, this man. Okay, we're doing the makeup. When I just started, I was doing a bride. So he came to me and then he was like, "Oh, they were rushing. You know, they were rushing the morning for church. I think they were already late, or maybe they're not late, but you know, they want to keep to time." They want to go there 30 minutes before. So he came to me, stop that makeup you're doing right now. Stop that makeup. Daddy, I'm almost done. And then I'm rushing doing this. Like, you are the devil that wants my daughter to do this. You are the devil. Like, see, funny enough, do you know the funny thing? It didn't really affect me because I just understood that, okay, he wants to go to church. He wants his daughter to marry.
And you are the devil. Seriously,
I did not get upset at all. I don't know why. I don't know how it happened, but I was just myself.
You have
myself.
To have a love, emotional intelligence.
And then after that, you know, the mom used to call me and then he said he apologized eventually that, oh, sorry, oh, that don't worry.
Is that all he did? He just called you the devil?
That's all he did. And then he dragged the girl.
Wow.
They do that a lot. They will drag the girl in front of you. I'm like, well, me, I've done my own. You understand? I've tried. But sometimes you follow them to church, you know. Me, I will run and chase my bride to the car to put lipstick if... No, I've had
colleagues tell me that, you know, they've gotten a lot of verbal insults.
Yeah, enough. It sounds like it.
Parents, like I said, the way you carry yourself is really important. Mm-hmm. Over time, you also realize that even the way you dress and look when you go for meetings, how you look, present yourself matters.
Yes.
Again, it comes with experience because if most times they address you the way you look.
Yes.
When you're not able to kind of, add value, in conversations or things, issues that they've been having, and all of a sudden they see you and they're like, rada.
Do you understand?
They just insult you and look down on you immediately. Yeah. Some of them you won't even have the audacity. Mm-hmm. Well, this one hasn't even happened directly to me, but I've had a planner come to me to tell me that on the day of the event, they brought another planner. She was shocked. Imagine if your event was hijacked on the day.
Wow,
that's so
nice.
The bride was not happy. She was almost frowning to her because she was like, who are this group of people?
Oh,
because
wow.
They came with their ushers.
That's crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why the communication has to be from to the roots when you're planning. Yes. Don't just think that you're planning one-sided and
don't assume
at the beginning and the end of everything. Experience has made me realize that you have to carry everybody along.
Yeah.
So that you're not shocked. And people don't feel like, oh, for all you know, the other planner might have been the one that has been really taking care of the parents on the other side.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you were really giving your energy, picking all this thing. And at the end of the day, she's like, who are you? I don't know you.
Yeah.
And they're the ones paying the money. So who are they going to give accolades to? The other person. So, I mean, all sorts of stories, but I think for me, the one I saw with my eyes is the one where she was dragged and she was, I'm like, at least this babe is pregnant, even if for anything. I know you're upset, but at least let's just you can't even tell them to relax. So
see, it's like you guys need therapy, to be honest. Wedding vendors in Nigeria definitely need therapy, and the way they treat vendors.
I've seen it. It's not, I don't know.
Some people,
because when you go to, you know, I have to go do touch up for brides sometimes.
Yeah, no, sometimes you drive all the way to another state.
We go there. Sometimes we stay, sometimes you just go back. So sometimes when we stay, you're just there sitting. They don't provide rooms for us. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. We have to be in the venue, and then you're just passing by, and then, you know, they look at you. You don't expect anything, no. Like food and all that. Me, I always say it. Before I come back, I go and eat. So that when I get to the venue, but I've seen the way they treat some vendors. I think they should do better. Do you understand? No, really. I think they should. Do you understand what I'm saying?
They should do better, because we're talking about this, but some vendors too need to do better.
Of course, I know that. Of course,
because
I know
of the
that.
Topic, I do know the fact that a lot of people are actually just not in tune with their human side.
What advice would you give to brides that are about to get married and families, you know, in-laws and whatnot? How can they do better? Yes. And also for the brides, so they don't turn into bridezillas. How can they, just like in a nutshell?
I'll just say, hire a planner you are aligned with. It's too important. I don't chase. Like, even when I don't. I'm telling you, like, people that come for me come to hire me. Like, they've seen my work. I just feel like, put all the energy in pushing out all the work that you have done, the good work you have done, the feedback you have gotten, because I really, really make sure I get feedback. Most of the jobs I get are based on referrals. So most times when people come, they're already 80% sold. It's a thing of they're holding you in the highest esteem ever. So it's not left for you to now use the remaining percentage to now, you know, reinforce the fact that, okay, yes, you're really great at your work. So I personally I'm not the one to kind of, when you know I've come for this person, they give you the respect, they give you everything you want. That's why I said that over the years, I don't really have that issues of Brazilians. I'm not even trying to be, I don't really have it. But at the beginning, oh yes, I did. And I'll just say that things that definitely made me, do better, and also obviously my own brides, is just first and foremost making sure that you're in alignment with your bride from the beginning. So understand her brief. It's not about just collecting money. Some people are just purely about the money. Over the years, I realized that it's the quality of your work that will speak for you.
Yes.
And that is what will bring more money. How about that?
True.
How about that?
True.
So, that's the way it is. That's what I tell people.
They don't even understand what the bride wants. They just see, oh, I'm getting married. Immediately, I'm available. And some people are overbooked, so they don't even spend time with the bride.
Yes.
So I'll say that be aligned with your planner. Make sure that, you know, she understands everything that you would want. Vice versa, you understand her service. If the planner is one that does 2 events in a day, know about that. If it's the planner that only does 1 event in a day, be in agreement. Oh, how many times are we going to meet? Would there be a group where we chat every day? Have the conversation. So you're not building up issues. And on that day, you're like, oh, you see, if you did this. You know,
because some people need more time and they need to be like their friend during that period.
Affirming them is a love language. Yeah. That's another thing I definitely do. I learned that from the beginning when I'm having my conversation. What are those soft spots? What are those things that you need? Sometimes you need to just be stroking their ego.
You're the prettiest bride
in the world. Only in terms of spending money.
Oh, okay.
That's when you take the groomzillas. Money and their drinks.
Oh no. Oh, don't play with men. Sorry, we were about to round up, but let me just say one thing out here. Don't play with men and their drinks. See, the funny thing is, you have brides that are trying to like manage. They're just like, okay, you know what? We have this budget. You can go to some men, they say there's no budget. You say, eh?
there's a budget. I said, no, there's no budget. I said, no, there's a budget. There's no budget. You know why there's no budget? Because when they want to buy their drinks, their drinks is like times two of your decor, your dress, everything put together. You just see that they spent 30 million on drinks.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And you'd be confused. Because they said, they'll say, a lot of men think that what makes a party is the alcohol and the music and, well, the women, I guess. But that drinks thing, there's no budget when it comes to drinks.
So I'll say, be aligned with who you're planning. Be aligned with your vendors. Don't just go by just social media. Oh, this is the most popping vendor on social media. Find out about them. There are a lot of people that, you know, they are good, but they just need to learn one or two things. Customer service.
Yes.
Those basic things matter. You need to understand if this is the person you're dealing with. The person is good at their work, but they have a nasty attitude. So are you ready to go with that person and be patient?
Yes. Right.
Even though you're the one spending money. Oh God. So many, many points, but then I hope you can pick one or two things from that.
So, for brides, for makeup, I would say that you talk to your makeup artist. You need to be friends with your makeup artist. Tell them what you want from the first day. Do you understand? So talk to them. Let them advise you about the hairstylist. They've worked with a lot of vendors, photographers and others. I've had events where the bride will, they will have like two or three photographers. They'll be fighting. I'm telling you to take pictures. And most of the time, when we have too many vendors, too many people in the room, makeup artists cannot really do anything. They'll be confused. I say it a lot. You'll be confused. Then the time will go, and they always blame the makeup artist if they buy this late. It's a makeup artist, so it's a makeup artist. There's always so I try as much as possible. Avoid a lot of crowd in your room. So then your parents, as much as possible, don't stay in the same hotel with them.
Exactly.
Don't stay in the same hotel with them. Let them come after to take the family pictures. Jonas, even your friends, let them come after to take pictures. Jonathan, just give them a time. Meet me so time. Then you know you're done with everything. I know you want the ginger. You want them to hype you. Oh my. Do you understand? But really, the time will go. At the end of the day, you won't take all these pictures. You won't get any picture at the end of the day. Do you understand? And you know,
because
you
of the rush.
Because of the rush. Or when you get the picture, your face is already looking somewhere. You're stressed. Do you understand? And all these people that call you for, oh, they did not bring the drink. So, oh, you know that. Don't pick all these calls. Just let them, somebody else. If there's no drink, it's okay. At the end of the day, you're going to your husband's house. Pictures too matters a lot. Do you understand? So, fine face, fine hair, you know, good photographer. The planner will do the whole, you know, arrangement and the whole setting up for you. So, please.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's one thing as, the brides and the bridezillas. One thing they need to remember is that, you know, the wedding is just for one day. Yes. And everybody says this, like, oh, wedding is just for one day. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't spend money. Spend money, enjoy your day, because you're supposed to have it once and you should do whatever it is you want to do. But do remember that those pictures and those videos, that's what's going to really last. And you're going to want to show people and stuff like that. So you should take certain things into consideration, like your makeup and your pictures. So have time for those things and don't get distracted from that, because those people that didn't eat, they'll go home, they'll eat. People that didn't drink, they'll go home, they'll drink. Even if you buy all the drinks in the world, all the food, one person is going to say, I didn't eat that.
Yes, sure.
And you as a bride will not be like, oh my God, they didn't eat. Meanwhile, another person will say that they had five plates of food. Do you know? So just take it easy, girl. And you say you're going to your husband's house.
I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you're going to your husband's house. So that's it. Yeah. So
definitely remember to smile, like you said.
Yeah,
and memories.
Do you know? Sorry, do you know we've had situation where bride and groom will come back for shoot because they didn't get pictures. They'll come. They'll wear the same thing. They'll come back. So as much as that, they're spending extra money because they'll still pay the photographer. They'll pay extra. So,
but that's a good tip, though. I mean, if you are too late and you already ruined your wedding, you can wear your clothes again
and then do a shoot.
If you
have the money,
yeah. I mean,
do you understand?
Makeup artist here, and even you can help them decorate. Thank you so much for coming on Me, Her, and Everything Else. Round of applause for my amazing guest.
Thank you for having us.
Don't forget to subscribe and like and keep listening. We will see you on the next episode. Bye. Thank you, guys. Oh, my gosh.
We didn't say some things. Jesus.
No, we didn't say, we did say a lot of things. No, but you, you know, no, there's no time.
I think what it is...
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Yes, they will.
I will deny my voice.
You know what the girl said? The girl said,
"Your brother, Mr. Vincent." She sent me a message.
See, this one, you can actually say this one, and I want to talk to you about it. Yeah, like so. You write this one I'm talking about. Yes, the group slept off. So no, the microphone,
no, right, come.
There, put a speaker.
No, the craziest things that has actually happened to you at a wedding, like you planning and you didn't make up. What's the craziest things that's happened? Maybe the bride or the groom has done something.
So, I remember one, the groom slept off. Okay. So she was calling. No response. Switched off. Not reachable. She called all the friends. Not reachable. She wasn't worried. Maybe inside, but she didn't show it. And then our mother-in-law called. She was like, "Mommy, I've been trying to call him, so I've been trying to reach him. I don't know what's going on, but Mommy, please, a picture in the house. Just take one picture in this. We'll put the picture on the seat. Mommy, where did him go on? Bojoko biowa. I don't care. Any, please continue my makeup." And it was everybody but
already in a session by force.
I'm telling you. Oh, she didn't care. She wasn't bothered at all. And then later on, the groom came in and it was like, he slept off. They went out the previous day. You know, they all slept off and then they didn't know. Imagine, that was what happened. So, that's it.
Fisola, it's like you have something you want to tell us, but you don't want to tell us.
Very, very, very early days of planning. There was one time like that, by assistant, went to the room of the groom and behold... He had a baby girl in his room.
Oh, wow.
That morning.
That was not the bride.
That was not the bride.
Wow.
And obviously, he was not a good sight. You know, aside from the fact that he was running terribly. So I think I'll call that a groomzilla.
Yes.
Times 20. You know, he was running late on everything because they hadn't been picking up. His friends were trying to cover up for him and all that. But clearly, because my brother assistant was very like, "You need to see the groom now."
Yeah.
He was there with a baby girl. And she obviously left. Clearly, she probably, you know, So clearly, but obviously, I've never been able to look at that guy the same way ever.
But wait, how did you look at him on that day? Like, were you not just like?
Oh, he danced.
He danced.
He's mad.
He danced like this.
Have you guys seen cases where they steal the ring?
Oh wow!
Yes, and then there's another one. They took the cake.
What?
Mm. Yes, the cake disappeared from the hall. As in, I don't understand. So they need to be.
They
careful.
Need bodyguard for the yes. groom. In fact, the bodyguard needs groom. Bodyguard assistant.
Like the disrespect was beyond. No matter what, I feel like that day should be honored. Do you get what I mean? Like. Oh no, exactly.
Wow.
So that was just like the height of the heights.
But it went
obviously,
on. The wedding
went Yeah. I still put them in prayers and everything. Because thankfully, most of my clients are still happily married. But, you know, that was just something I could never remove from my...
Seen the one that they taught each other, they fight a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, the groom forgot to wear agbada for second outfit. The bride was like, "Where is your agbada? I'm like, which agbada? Please leave me alone." I'm like, "You are very stupid. You say you are stupid." So yeah, everybody just busted. We're just laughing, like, because it was like comedy. You know, the groom, "You are very stupid for telling me that." You see, I'll go if you want to go. So, but we were just having fun. Like, maybe this is how, you know.
Maybe this is how they are.
You know that kind of
thing. Are they still married?
Yeah,
I'm
You moved on.
Okay. Yeah, moved on with your life.
I mean, I follow how many people will I follow? This is a long time ago. So I'm not sure. I don't know, but I think so. Yes. I don't know. I hope they're still together.
I just feel like, you know, most people should be very respectful on that. Another one I remember is the groom obviously totally drunk. Like, he was so drunk, he passed out. That was really scary. Wow. Yes. I feel like there should be some kind of control regardless. You know, sometimes it's because of excitement. Yes. Sometimes because of anything.
Like, no, you know, some of them actually, very, you know, I ask questions sometimes. Some of them, yes, they're nervous. Some of them tell us that, oh, I drank because I can't face the crowd. I can't do this, you know. So some of them.
So
are
maybe
like
they
that
want
too.
To be intoxicated. They don't want to
most
actually
of
get
them
married.
Actually drink. But drinking up to passing out. That's too much.
We were scared. Because nobody wants anybody to die in there.
Yes.
So it was really like he was rushed to the changing room. They obviously they had called like, you know, medic and all that, but eventually he threw up. Like he was a very embarrassing sight. Very highly. You can imagine your in-laws.
Oh my god. Maybe they're saying taking our wife back for caring.
So it wasn't a good sight. So you know, I feel control is very needed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on Me, Her, and Everything Else. Round of applause for my amazing guest.
Thank you, fabulous.
Don't forget to subscribe and like and keep listening. We will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.